Welcome to another week's episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, Hard Guy by Chima.
I just had the worst experience in my life, all because I was forming Hard Guy. Never have I been so humiliated, and like you must have guessed, in the presence of a woman. I don't like pets at all. Cats, dogs, rabbits. In fact, I don't like living things that are not humans. Animals creep me out and scare me. If it were up to me, in fact, let every living thing just remain in their ecosystems. Humans in civilization, animals in the wild. Call me a coward, I don't care. But you see, women, they are the ultimate alakoba. Even though they are not animals, they are the ultimate alakoba. If you don't know what alakoba means, think of something or someone who always sets you up to embarrass yourself. That person or thing is what you call an alakoba. There is no type of bravado that us men don't try to put up when a woman is involved. That's how this Goliath of a dog, aptly named Goliath by its owner, who is definitely one of Satan's demons because there's no way a normal human can control a beast the size of a Volkswagen Beetle without being involved in dark arts. That's how this dog disgraced me in front of a woman. So I was just leaving the mall with Ifunaya, holding hands and laughing, walking gently to my car and snacking on the chocolate bars she bought for us. Then we see this big ass dog with its owner come down from a Prado Jeep. Fear gripped me immediately, but I was with this woman, so I had to compose. Of all bloody days, God. I composed myself and pretended like I didn't see the dog. What I don't know won't hurt me, right? But no. Ifunaya started to moan like someone being touched in places that she liked to be touched. Oh, see that cute little boy. Cute little boy, Bawu. Cute, how? Are you mad, this woman? I pretended not to hear her, hoping we would just pass without issues and life would return to normal. But no, this daughter of perdition that I was trying to get close to wanted to test me. I thought that she probably hated the time we spent together and was looking for how to punish me. If that was the case, she was doing a very good job of it. I had learned my lesson. But Ifunaya literally pulled me all the way to where this big ass dog was so she could say hi. If you see the dog, he reached to prostrate in greeting for. As we approached the dog, it seemed to smell my rising fear and probably decided to mess with me. In fact, it definitely decided to mess with me. That's how the dog that was silently waiting for its owner became excited and started wagging its tail and showing us its tongue. That's how I unknowingly said to the dog, "Oga, I'm not playing with you, better stay on your own now." Ifunaya heard me and laughed, but probably thought I was just being funny and continued to the dog's side to hug it and scratch its ears. Then the owner comes down with its leash and some other things, and I immediately run to his side. At least, if the dog sees its owner with someone, he'll believe that the owner knows the person and will just respect itself, right? But not be so. The dog saw me as a toy and was just waiting for his free TLC from Ifunaya to be over so he could come and molest me. It was in that moment of waiting that we learned that the dog's name was Goliath and that it lost its appetite. So they were at the mall to see the vet who occupied the whole of the third floor for a checkup and possible treatment. Immediately Ifunaya left Goliath, that's how the stupid mutt rushed me, pushed me to the ground and started licking me all over. I blacked out immediately. When I came to, Ifunaya was looking at me with a wicked laugh just about to escape her lips. I immediately knew that my hard guy facade had been exposed. I don't cast. She helped me get up, brushed me down with help from Goliath's owner, who had managed to get him to sit still and wait, and led me to my car. No sooner than we were in the car, she let out the most mocking laughter that had ever been directed at me. I was boiling inside. Then she started telling me how I was screaming and flailing my arms like a little kid when Goliath was only trying to play with me, according to her. She told me how I drew the attention of everybody in the mall, acting like a toddler high on sugar with my loud cries for help. I hissed, started the car, and zoomed off as she continued laughing at me. I've never been so embarrassed in my entire life.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.